When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I take this position very seriously, that I'm not always the bringer of good news. I'm here to tell the truth, right? And
get out.
What are you doing right now?
We're trying to have a fun show.
Angry, Erica? I don't know.
I am tired of the negativity.
I feel like I need to alert you guys of we're closer to a civil war than we might think.
Oh, my God. What
and
are you doing?
I'm the only one that watches commercials, I'm pretty sure, because you guys all stream and stuff. I still just watch.
I get commercials.
Yeah. I don't pay for the premium.
Okay, good.
I am budgeting.
But do you... good. But do you watch the commercials or do you get up and go?
You like, watch?
I watch them.
That's almost my favorite part.
I'm just waiting for skip.
Yeah. No. I like the commercials.
Almost your favorite part?
Yeah, because you learn so much. You learn about deals, sales, stores that are opening, but you also learn about what's going on in the world. And I have news to share with you that none of you have seen this is happening, but I saw it. Maybe Erin's seen it. I shouldn't speak for her because she watches commercials.
I'm trying to think of, I literally watched a movie last night and there were commercials in it and I
all right, well,
okay.
Don't remember what they were.
I don't know what the legalities of this are, but nope.
No, you cannot know him.
Okay.
I get what?
We're not segment.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I was watching TV and a Burger King commercial came on. And the Burger King commercial, it goes, hey, at Burger King, we're not about getting a bunch of celebrities to eat our meal. At BK, you have it your way. Your Burger King order is about the way you want it done.
Okay.
Seemingly normal commercial, but if you're in the fast food game like I am, you know exactly what they're talking about. Do you know what they're talking about?
Carl's Jr.
Snack wraps?
Of course nobody knows.
Close.
Nobody's this big of a nerd, dude.
McDonald's. McDonald's has meals with Travis Scott. J Balvin had one.
What are you talking about?
Cardi B.
The K-pop group.
BTS.
Yes.
They had their own meal. So McDonald's has been collabing with all these celebs and had like, you can order J Balvin's meal or whoever. Like
Wendy's had SpongeBob.
Oh, there. Okay.
Oh, but just walk me through. What is a Travis Scott meal?
It was a certain...
It's what he eats.
Yes.
But it's like, it can be like a sandwich, fries, and another side. Or like two sandwiches, and then a fries, and a weird drink.
Because I'm just saying, like, isn't it always sandwich, fry, drink?
Yeah.
Sandwich, fry, drink.
No.
With his, he's getting chicken nuggets instead of fries.
Or like, it's like chicken nuggets and a burger and
some
fries.
The Travis Scott meal was a $6 combo meal featuring a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, and lettuce, a medium order of fries with barbecue dipping sauce, and a Sprite.
Okay, see, Erin used her research.
See, because the barbecue sauce isn't going to come with it. Like, that's a special. Travis Scott does that. So now it's like, you can eat like him. That's their whole thing. They've been collabing with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Cardi B and Offset, they had their meal for a little
bit. Wasn't Cardi
before they divorced?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a direct shot. This is two Goliaths in the game firing shots at each. What?
I can't believe we're giving you valuable airtime for this.
This is a huge shot. It's clearly like I love this one. Like Pepsi will go at Coke every once in a while. Just a little subtle jab. This is a subtle jab. And I wanted to. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there a time when Wendy's was doing the whole like our patties are never frozen?
Yeah. They always do fresh, never frozen. That's why they're square. They don't cut corners.
Oh, okay.
That's
the square
really,
feels like
that's really why their burgers are square.
It is. So I wanted to ask the room if we have to pick sides.
Oh,
this is
McDonald's or Burger King.
Picking Burger King.
Did you not hear the week-long tangent Slacker went on about the Whopper he had?
I knew it would be tough for Slacker.
No.
Okay, can I just? Okay, I can't believe you found a way to make me sound off on this.
That's why I'm the best.
I don't know if they call you that.
Do you ever think? No, see, I can't ask Erica this. Because you don't really like red meat.
I like a burger.
You do?
Yeah.
So when I say, Erica, do you want a great burger tonight?
The answer is probably no.
Okay, but pretend you did. Pretend you're craving a burger.
Yes. Let's go to In-N-Out.
You're thinking that, right? Or you're thinking Bad Daddy's, or you're thinking wherever we went. And what was that place in Golden? Atomic?
Atomic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't the best burger I've ever
had. At any point in your brain, when you're listing off the places for great burgers, does the word McDonald's enter your brain?
No. Nor does any fast food place other than In-N-Out.
Mm. Freddy's, I beg to differ.
Haven't,
Freddy's, and then
been there.
Not one, not two, not three, not even four.
Five Guys. Five Guys makes me ill.
You're what? A psychopath, and that burger keeps me up at night. I love that burger. That, oh my God, what a burger.
But you mm-hmm. also love Whoppers?
Because a Whopper tastes like a damn hamburger. A quarter pounder with cheese is one of the best things I've ever eaten. I love it. But in no way, shape, or form do I think of that as a burger. It's not a burger. That's not meat. I don't know what it is. I yes. don't know what yes. it is.
I don't care what it
I
is.
Don't
it's
either.
Not a negative.
It's just good, but it's not a burger. It's not a burger. I don't go, oh, like when I'm cooking on the grill, I'm like, this reminds me of McDonald's. It doesn't. ever. True.
I don't think that ever.
Right. But sometimes you're cooking on the grill, like, ooh, this is kind of like Freddy's. I've burned it a little too much, and it's a little too thin, and it's like, ooh, this is going to be like a Freddy's burger. It's like, oh, yummy, yummy, yummy. And like, the other day, I stopped by a Burger King.
Yeah.
And T-Yak was like, you got to get the chicken fries. And I was like, what are chicken
fries? Oh, I've had chicken fries. But I'll tell you what, I'm still voting McDonald's.
No,
every
you're
time.
Not.
Yes.
Why? The ice cream machine is broken.
So
the ice cream machine is broken.
No, if you want a burger, you're going to McDonald's for their French fries.
Yes, that's the only reason you go.
In terms of T-Hack saying pick a side,
okay.
I'm McDonald's. I don't care about the burgers. You're right. I was the wrong person to try that way.
I don't know. Turncoat over there.
So wait, what do you want from us? Do you? Because to me, it feels like you're trying to incite the Civil War. You're like the one who's like, oh, I gotta warn everybody, but then you're the one going pick sides. So you're the reason.
No different than a reporter who's
you're
out.
You're Paul Revere right now.
Oh, okay.
You're that, whoever
but
that
you
is.
You're also the British by making this the war?
So what do you...
No, I'm just reporting what I'm saying. Shots have been fired.
Okay.
By Burger King, and I'm saying it might have to come down to picking sides. I knew you had your love affair. You're kind of dirty... secret love affair with Burger King. So I knew it would be tough for you. That's all.
All right.
I'm just a messenger.
Ladies and gentlemen, the war has begun. Pick a side at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.